Welcome in. Sorry for the delay. Still kind of getting used to this new tech setup. Let me just check and make sure that we're live in all the right places and everyone can find us. Okay, good, good, good. One more. Okay, sweet. All right, if you are hopping in and you're able to be on camera, I would love to see your faces. And I actually have a quick training topic we're going to go over today. So if you are new to the Rainflow call, or you are just watching this live stream for the first time, maybe you're new in the Rainmaker fan group, or maybe you just signed up for Rainflow and you're just tuning in. Rainflow is our software that you can use as your marketing machine. And on these calls, we go over different ways that you can use Rainflow to build your business. And wherever you are in your business, you could be just starting out, totally brand new. You might have a product to sell. You might have a physical product. You might not have physical products. That's okay too. You can use Rainflow for a lot of things. All right, noted, Cherish. Thank you. And I'm just going to go over today let me see, what was the title of this call today? Why do I need funnels? That was the question for today that I'm going to go over. So I'm actually going to share my screen and sort of walk through a couple of things that I think you should know if you're new to Rainflow and new to funnels in general. So let's see, give me one second. All right, let me share my screen here. Okay, so one of the things that Rainflow can do is you can build funnels on it. And there are a couple of reasons that you might want to build a funnel, but the main funnel that we're going to be talking about today is called a lead magnet funnel. Okay, a lead magnet funnel. If that's the first time you're hearing that phrase and that sounds strange to you, I'm going to explain what those words mean. So, when you're building a business, the first thing that you need in order to build a business are people. That's what you need. Before you even have a product idea or you know what you're going to sell, you need potential customers. I say potential because you don't even know if they're going to be your customers yet, but you at least need people who are interested so that you have someone you can serve. And from there, you can come up with a product that can serve their needs, et cetera, et cetera. But the first thing you need are people. And so a lead magnet funnel is, I'm going to break down those two words. So lead refers to someone who's potentially interested in working with you, right? They're not a customer, they're a lead. Lead meaning it's a potential, but we don't know for sure yet. Okay, leads require nurturing, requires trust building before they become customers or brand loyalists for the brand or the business that you're building. So lead, that's the potential customer. And then magnet, we all know what a magnet is, attracts things to other things, right? So we want to attract leads, and that's what a lead magnet does. So a lead magnet is actually a kind of product that you create. And the intention with a lead magnet is not to make money or to really like sell it and bring in revenue. The intention with a lead magnet is to attract leads, okay? So your lead magnet might be, some type of digital offer. It could be, hey, come get this free digital download. That's very, very common in like the online space, like the e-commerce space. You probably come across Instagram channels where they're like, hey, want to get this, free, like, I don't know, let's say it's like a nutrition or a weight loss person. And they're like, learn my number, like 10 best tips for weight loss in, 2025. And it's like a digital download. And you're like, oh, yeah, I want to know. That's lead magnet. Okay. They're getting your information. They're like, oh, okay, this person's interested in what I'm doing. That's a lead magnet. Maybe a more practical example for a lead magnet, let's take like a restaurant, like a physical business. You're going to a pizza place, okay? And this pizza place is brand new, so no one really knows it exists yet, and they don't have a lot of Like they don't have a people don't know about it, so they don't have a lot of customers like flooding in their doors. So this pizza place might throw up an ad, you know, maybe on Facebook or maybe like a good old physical ad, like in a newspaper or something like that, on a radio, on a podcast. And it's like, hey, for this month, the month of May, if you come in and you buy one large two-topping pizza, you get another large two-topping pizza for free. And so it's kind of like that's a lead magnet. Just the sale in and of itself is a lead magnet. And that's bringing potential people to their restaurant who are hopefully then going to become customers. So that's what a lead magnet is. Now we're going to talk about a lead magnet funnel. And a lead magnet funnel is where the place that you're sending those potential customers to collect the lead magnet. Okay. So if we're an online business, like the pizza place, that example, they don't need a funnel necessarily because the people just go to the restaurant to get the thing, right? But if you're an online business, how do you deliver a lead magnet to people? You have to have some place to send them where that exchange happens. And the exchange that's happening is you're giving me your name and your email so that I can contact you about future offers later, and I'm giving you the lead magnet. So that exchange happens in a funnel. And I'm going to show you an example. If I can find my thing here. I'm going to show you an example of a lead magnet funnel. Okay. Am I still sharing my screen? Yes. All right. So I'm going to walk you through what a lead magnet funnel looks like. Okay, so this is my actual lead magnet funnel. I'm going to walk you through step by step. Now, this is the back end, which is like where I edit and build this. Okay. And we're not going to like really go through that today because all of that is covered in the Rainflow course. And you can learn how to do all of that in the Rainflow course, which is located inside of your Rainflow account underneath memberships. There's an entire course down there. If you didn't know about it, please check that out. And by the way, if you're dropping comments on the live stream, I will review them after this call and I will answer questions that you drop there. So if I'm saying things and you're like, ah, I have a question about that, just drop a comment. I will go back and respond. Okay, but I'm going to walk you through the lead magnet funnel from the perspective of the customer. This is what happens. Okay, so first, all right, this is just the first page of the funnel. You may have seen something like this before. It's a basic web page, but the key thing about a funnel is that notice there's like no buttons up top. There's no like home page and all of that type of stuff. There's only one page and there's only one button on the page and they can only do one thing. Like I know there's three different buttons, but they all do the same thing. So for all intents and purposes, there's only one button. Okay. And that's because I get to control what happens in the funnel. That's the purpose of a funnel is you can only go to the next step of the funnel. That's why it's a funnel and not a website. So this is the first page of the funnel. And at the top of the funnel, we have some kind of hook to get their attention. And I'm trying to call out my person. Like I'm trying to call out the person that I'm serving. Then they might not need anything else. They've got the hook and they've got like images of what this is. You can immediately see, oh, it's some kind of like ebook or like digital ebook or download or something. PDF. Cool. Okay, I know what it is. I know who it's for. Okay, I know I'm getting out of it. Sweet. You might need a little more information. And so now I'm giving you a little more information about what it's about. Here's everything that it comes with, da 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 da. Now, I know I just said the purpose isn't to make money. Ignore this. Most people do their lead magnets for free. There is a reason why I'm doing this, but most people do it for free. So at this point, hopefully, they click one of these buttons, any of these buttons. I don't care which one they click, but if they click one of these buttons, this pop-up is going to come up. And now they're going to type in their information. Okay. So I want to collect specifically their name, their dog's name, because my people are like dog owners, and their email. And maybe I want to collect their phone number, but notice that this is not required. Like this means required. I'm making this not required. And then they're going to submit this. This is where the exchange is happening, where it's like they know in order to get this lead magnet, they have to put in this information fill out this form. So I'm getting their information, and as soon as they click submit, they're going to go to the second page. Okay. And actually, I'm going to skip this page because I do have an extra step in my funnel where they can actually purchase something else. I have an upsell. This is where they can buy something else. But in most lead magnet funnels, it's going to go like this. Collect their information, submit. Okay, boom, confirmation page. Just like that. Okay. So congratulations, order complete, blah, blah, blah. And I'm giving them the thing right here. Like, okay, you made it to the confirmation page. Here is the thing that you just gave me your information for. And I'm telling them it's also sent to their email, but here it is right here. You can just come in here and grab it. So I'm giving it to them in two different places, email and right here. They can just click the button. That's what the lead magnet funnel does. It's very simple. It's here is what I'm offering you. Do you want this? Yes, I want this. Okay, give me your information. Bam, here you go. Here's the thing. That's lead magnet funnel right there. Okay, now what's happening on the back end of this? I'm just going to show you really quickly. What's happening on the back end of this, and I'm actually going to show you. I'm going to show you from your view because this is actually in your account and I want you to see this so you know how to use this. You actually have a lead magnet funnel template. You have one. This is still the wrong one, sorry. Give me one more second. Okay. You have a lead magnet funnel template. It does not look like mine. I built this one myself, so yours does not look anything like this. But you have a template. I'll just show you really quick. It's called lead magnet funnel right here. Here you go. And there you go. Two pages, just like we talked about. This is the first page. You put your compelling headline here. You put your picture here. Yes, I want this thing. And then more information if you need it, right? Then second page, thank you page. Thank you for buying the thing. Here you go. Okay. So you already have this template. You just need to plug in your information. Now you also have. You also have this workflow called lead magnet email sequence. Okay. You have this workflow already built for you, and this is what is making the thing behind the scenes work. Okay, so I'm gonna walk you through this. If you've never seen a workflow before, basically a workflow is you have a trigger, some kind of action that triggers this chain of actions that happen, and then you have actions that, go in order according to however you set them up. And this makes it so that, for example, when I collect their information, it's like, okay, I got their email. Now I have to make a note to myself to go email them the thing that I promised I'd email them. No, we're not doing that. This is all automated, right? So if this is totally new to you, this is what workflows are for. So the trigger is they fill out the form. Remember the form that I showed you where it was like, put in your email and your name? Okay, that's the form. As soon as they fill that out, boom, the trigger is fired. And then these actions are going to happen. Now, here are the actions. First, and I know it's not listed in here in the actions, but just know that as soon as they fill out that form with their information in your contacts, okay? So in the contact section of your account, it's going to add their name and their email. So it's going to create a contact for them. Then this first action is it's going to add this tag to their contact. And you're going to rename this. I don't want you to leave it lead magnet. I want you to rename it to your specific lead magnet. Like mine would be dog travel lead magnet. Because you want to know where that person came from. What was the lead magnet that got them hooked? That way, if you have 10 different lead magnets going on, you know which one is converting the best, which one is performing the best. Okay, so that's the first action. Second action is it's going to send them that email, right? I promised them on that page, hey, we're going to send this to your email. This is the email. Open up to see what you requested. And then, hey, contact first name. It's actually going to pull their first name in. Here's a confirmation of what you requested. You put the link to your lead magnet here. So if it's a PDF, PDFs have a link. You put the PDF link here. And then some information about what they can do with that. Just remind them how they can use that, right? And then we're not just going to leave them with that because the whole point of getting their email is that you can keep them engaged, okay? So that they are warm, what we call like warming them up, so they eventually become a customer and make a purchase. So you're going to wait one day and then send a second email. And the second email is just checking up with them, like, hey, have you used your lead magnet thing? Here are some things that you can do with it. Point out the benefits of, how this thing will help them. Then you're going to wait one more day and send them a final email. Like, hey, have you been struggling with blah, blah, blah? This lead magnet thing that you got can help you with XYZ. So you're just kind of like keeping them engaged and You really want them to actually use the thing that you gave them, because if they use the thing that you gave them, they're much more likely to build trust with you, understand your brand and what you can do for them, and then become customers. Okay, so that's the purpose of this. So that's what's going on the front end and the back end. And the whole reason you're doing this is so that you can build an email list. Okay, because again, going back to the very first thing I said, when you start a business, what's the very first thing you need? You need people, right? Okay, you need people. So, like, let's just break this down. If you need people, you need to like put them somewhere. You need to like save those people's information somewhere. And let me just tell you, if you're building like a media channel or an Instagram page or TikTok or whatever, that's great. That's a really great start. Those are really great traffic engines. Not a great place to keep people. What's the reason for that? Well, because what happens if your Instagram account gets shut down? What if you get shadow banned? What if you get locked out of TikTok? What if TikTok gets shut down again? You have no ability to control what happens to that. And all those followers you worked so hard to gain, they could go away just like that. Or they could just stop following you someday and you don't have any idea. So if you really want to capture those people and really start building like your customer base, then you need to get them on an email list. That's what an email list is for. When you have them on an email list, like you've got them there until the day they unsubscribe, in which case they no longer want to be your people, right? But you have them on an email list. And so from there, you can launch products, you can do market research, you can test ideas. Now you're really in the swing of things and you're able to build a really good business. Okay. So that kind of 10-minute segment is the answer to the question of why do I need a funnel? All right. And I want you to start with a lead magnet funnel in order to start building your customer base, because without customers, you don't have a business. I don't care how many cool products you have, you just don't have a business if you have no people. Okay. So that's what you're going to start with. And if you have a Rainflow account, everything you're seeing on my screen here is in your account. Okay. Like you already have these templates. You just need to go in there and plug and play your information. Now, I just want to show you really quickly because I mentioned the course. I want to show you where it is. You're going to go under memberships and then under courses and under products. And you're going to see this Rainflow course right here. Please hold. Okay, Rainflow course. Now, if you click preview, if you just click on it, you're going to see the back end of the course, which is kind of cool. Maybe you're interested in building your own course. I don't know. You can kind of see how it was built and you can mimic the same thing. If you click preview, you'll be able to like go through it like a normal, like a regular view. What I would recommend is you start with the introduction. Watch all four of these videos. If you're totally new to like building an online business, like anything, like you need to start here. Like this is like 101. I'm breaking it down and I'm explaining it. The rest of the course, just use it like an encyclopedia. When you're like, oh, I want to build a funnel. How do I do that? Okay, come to sites and watch all the stuff on funnels, right? But I want you to watch the introduction as a start. Okay, that's going to wrap up the teaching segment. Now we're going to go into the Q&A segment. So if you are here with a question, please throw up your hand if you're able to turn on your camera. Would love that. Melody, I see your question in the chat. Can you please direct me where to learn more about assigning a slug for a specific funnel page? Sure. Let me, you know what? I don't know if I want to use this account or my account. I kind of like my account because I'm more familiar with it. So I'm going to do this. So I think what you're talking about, so you're saying for a specific funnel or page. So let me go into my funnel here. Okay, so if you're here on the edit funnel page, then you want to click on settings right here. Okay. And I believe this is what you're talking about with the slug is the path. So you
Yes.
okay, so you'd assign a domain first, like you have to have your domain connected, which we did this, I remember. You assign it and then you come in here and you just pick a path. And this is like the funnel URL.
Thank you. Thank
Yep.
you so
And then
much.
I'll just note one more thing. This is kind of like this right here is the funnel URL. Like this is the link I would use to send anyone to like get in the funnel. But something else that's really useful to know is that you actually can have a specific URL for each step. So do you see it right here? This one is backslash travel opt-in. This one is backslash travel checkout. This one is backslash travel OTO. They all start with travel because that's the slug for the whole thing. But then I have a URL for each step. And the reason why you might want that is because, like, for example, I have a abandoned cart like email sequence where, like, if they get to this page but they don't like finish checking out, I can send them an email and be like, hey, I noticed you didn't finish your checkout. Hop right back in and finish your checkout. And I send them this link so that they don't have to go back through the steps. So that's just something useful for you to be aware of.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Yes, go over a slug and what that is. It just means like this backslash, and that it like determines, it can like point to different pages because I can't have this URL like happyandluna.com point to five different funnels. That's impossible. So I'm gonna have to give it some type of more information. So happyandluna.com backslash travel points to this funnel, but happyandluna.com backslash, I don't know, laundry points to a different funnel. So a slug is just like the backslash that points to a specific page or funnel. Melody, did you have any other questions on that?
Not on that. I was just curious. I changed everything over to Namecheap this week because we were due for a renewal with GoDaddy, so I
Okay.
had to navigate that. Is there anything else I need to do? It looks like the site that I have on there is working fine, but
Do you want me to test it? Like, do you want to give me the URL?
yeah, it's lunaridge.co.
So you like transferred a domain, right?
Correct.
You
Yeah.
like went through the steps to transfer it. Yeah, I've done that before. It's as long as it's active, it's totally fine. Yeah,
Yeah,
like
that's
it
it.
copies over
It's
your DNS.
okay.
This is great. I love
Thanks.
the color too.
It's showing a little funny on that. I have to change that top
Oh,
graphic.
with the white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a formatting thing. That
Yes.
definitely gets a little tricky in the editor. I can help you with it if you want. It's
Well, I think I might just keep it really clean and remove the picture. Okay, so that is
okay.
the thing that I'm like, I have no idea what to do with that or how it got there or if I used the
Okay.
wrong template to begin with.
I can help you. This right here is the template, and you probably just don't know how to find it. So let me help you out.
Yes.
Let me go back to this account. So under sites, so first let me show you how to find it, and then I'll show you how to edit it. Okay. So under sites, you have funnels here, which you've been here because you've been editing your lead magnet funnel, but then you've got to go to forms, okay, to find
Okay.
that particular form, this form here. I'll show you, it's gonna look exactly the same. Sorry, this is
Okay.
annoying. All right, no, wrong one. Nope, that was the right one. Okay, so it's lead magnet form. And
So
by the
then,
way, I would rename these things to like
okay,
whatever
that's what
makes
I've
sense.
done. So how is it gonna connect? How is it gonna know to connect to the newly built form instead of like a copy? Because I'll copy all of these because I want to make sure that
Okay,
I have the
great.
original still.
Good question. I'll show you that next. So this is where you edit the form. Let's get out of there and then let's go back to the funnel. It is a little hard to find the pop-up, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it took me a good while when I was first learning this. So we're gonna edit. Okay, so this button here at the top, see, it says pop-up settings. This right here is this.
Okay.
This is what's going on. And this is where you can edit it. So
Show
this
me where that button was again.
yep, right here at the top.
Yes.
I never
Okay.
remember which one it is, so I just kind of like hover
Yeah.
over them until it says pop-up settings.
Okay.
Okay, and then it pulls up your pop-up settings, and then I just want to like, I want people to kind of see how this works. So if I click, when I click on pop-up, do you see how this, the settings over here changes to the pop-up? Okay, so
Yes.
now I'm editing the pop-up. If I click on the form, bam, see how this changes to form? Now I'm editing kind of the form. I'm not editing the form like
Okay.
inside the form, but I'm editing like the settings of the form inside the pop-up. So you have to kind of pay attention to
Okay.
which one you're on. See how that
So
changes?
the pop-up, editing the pop-up happens within the like funnel
Within the funnel.
editing, and the form happens within the
Within the
form.
form, you got it.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
Because it's
You got
like
it?
designed to integrate and connect.
Exactly. So, like, for
Okay.
example, should I delete this? I'll just delete it. I'll add it back. So, if I delete that entirely, and I could also delete this as well. I'm not going to because I don't know how to get that back. And this is a template for you guys. But if I click add element, I can choose a form. I can be like, okay, let's add a form. And then it's going to say, which form do you want? And then I go in and I pick a form and it populates. But I have to
Okay.
go edit that form in the form editor. And then I can
Okay.
pull it in here.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Yes. And feel free, if you want, you can like delete stuff. If you don't like the way this looks, sometimes people have just the form, like skinny form, nothing special. You can delete all this stuff. You don't need all this. Feel free to change it how you want. But then one other very important note, okay, in the pop-up, when you're on the form setting, see how it's on form setting still? Okay,
Yes.
button actions says use action from form builder. I want to show you something really quick because this took a really long time to figure out. I've seen a lot of people make this mistake. You want to make sure basically that when people submit the form, they get to the next page. Like that's the whole point. You don't want them to like get lost, right? So there are two things that you could do. One, you can use the action from the form builder, that's what it's saying, or you can override it and say go to next step. Now, the reason why this is important to note is because your action from the form builder might be something totally different. Like, let's just see what it is here. It might be like show this thank you message. And then people are like, why are they getting this thank you message? I want it to go to the next step. This is why. So in the settings here, under options, under on submit, see how it says message? So, like if I leave this as use action from form builder, what's going to happen is they're not going to go to the next page. They're just going to get this thank you message right here. Thank you for submitting this form. But what I want to happen is to go to the next step. So, I need to change that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to rewatch this. Is there training on all of this too?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. I
Yes.
just was like, I had a
Short
couple of questions
version.
on.
Okay, short version is just make sure under the form button actions, it says go to next step. Just override it with that and you'll be safe. I'm actually going to save this like that so that that's the default setting.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Okay, I'm going to check the chat here. Other Rainflow questions? Jody's trying to build her site. Sounds good. Any questions on that, Jody?
Not really. I just now got it set up through Zen Business. I don't know if you've heard that before. And that company I was referred to by another friend before I found out Rainflow had other businesses. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out right now.
What was the name of the thing that you said?
The Zen Business is where I went and got my LLC set up, and they also had an option to have a website builder, so I've been working through there.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
So
gotcha.
I'm just trying to figure that out. That's all. But this has
Yeah.
been very helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it. And
Yeah,
that
no
Luna
problem.
Ridge site's really pretty. Whoever did that. It
Yeah, that's Melody. Melody,
looks
the
nice.
other thing I was going to tell you, I forgot when I exit out of this page. I would, this button down here is totally fine. I would put like an identical copy of this button like up higher as well. Like you can have multiple buttons throughout, but you definitely want one that is like right here before they even scroll. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes, yeah. So like kind
Yeah.
of right under the logo, maybe.
Yep. And like typically, like if you are gonna have, right now I know it just says coming soon, but like whatever your call to action is, like right now you have this call to action, just put it like up at the top and maybe have some kind of headline of like, okay, this is it. This is the headline. Okay. So like this right here, all of this right here, I would probably put this above the logo and then
Okay.
beneath the logo, the button.
Okay.
That way
Thank you.
they're like, they might not even need to scroll to see the rest. And they're just like, oh, okay, yeah. I want more memories and less mess. Great. Yes. You know, they don't even need to like look for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. What else? What else are you guys working on with Rainflow or otherwise? We can also just talk about just in general, like how to build an email list or what exactly can Rainflow do? Why do I need a funnel? What are automations? A lot of people are still like just exploring and understanding like what this can be used for. How does this help their business? Like, why can this help them grow? So we can also just kind of answer general questions that aren't so like tech specific.
For me, I'm literally just trying to get organized still, to be honest. Like, I'm always like, I need to set this up, but before I can do that, I have to do this. Before I do that, I have to do this. But that's been my issue. It's
Yeah, I
just,
mean,
you
let's
know.
talk about that. You are definitely not the only one. I think actually most people watching this are probably in that exact spot. So it might be good to just like go through it for other people to hear from you.
Well, so for instance, you know, I just got my LLC, so I've been waiting on that to get my EIN to set up my seller's account in Amazon.
Okay.
And I've just been kind of waiting, to be honest, to get all that LLC info before I could just go set everything up. So I'm currently, you know, getting the Instagram set up, I'm going to do the seller's account hopefully today. So, but then it's like, you know, I notice, oh, I need to maybe go get a bank account first, you know, for the company or, you know, rather than connect it to my bank account. So my whole thing, I guess, I don't know. It's just like you said, workflow. I guess it's for me is like my workflow of what to do first. And so I'm just trying to still get organized. And that's where but my struggle has been.
Yep.
Just what comes first. And but I
Yeah.
mean, you guys have so much information. It's been really helpful. So I want to say thank you for that.
It
But
also might
that's
be
just
kind of
kind of
overwhelming, so I just want to acknowledge that. There's a lot of things, and I get it. So it's totally fine to.
And I don't have any type of marketing background. I've been in accounting for my whole career, so this is all new to me.
Yeah.
So like
Most
just
people
figuring it
are
all
in
out.
your shoes. Most people
But
are exactly
it's
in that
exciting.
spot.
That
Yes.
is exciting. So I appreciate these comments and I like looking up people's stuff and seeing what they're doing because then it does motivate me. So I'm like, ooh, look at her site. That's really pretty. I need to get mine done. So I
Yeah.
feel like, I don't know, I get frustrated with myself because I feel like it's not going fast enough.
That's a
I
very common
don't know.
thing that I hear. It really is. But how long have you been doing this, Jody? Like, when did you
Well,
start this?
I signed up in September, but there's some just life issues that came up, and so I kind of took a break for a few months. And so back in January, February, I started really focusing on it again. And I do work part time as well. So, and I'm a single mom, like everybody else seems like on here. So it's just a matter of, you
A
know,
lot.
organizing it all. So, but it's been exciting. And
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole, I do have one other question. So, I don't know how you guys do this. I have a business email, just personally, I've been using with you guys. And then now with the website, they're going to give me another email. Which one do you guys usually suggest to use for, you know, would you use your company email or your private business email? Do you know what I mean? For like setting things up.
Okay, I'll answer that. I want to address something you said before that, but I will answer that. So I just want to acknowledge that you've been doing this for about 6 months, really, right? If you kind of think about, break and how long you've really been doing it. I mean, 6 months ago, I'm just gonna hazard a guess that you probably had no idea how to even set up an LLC. Or, what a funnel was, or anything about building an online business at all, right? And now you're like, oh, okay. You're just entering this new world. I think you should really give yourself a lot of credit for how much you have learned. Sometimes, there's actually this book by Benjamin Hardy called The Gap in the Gain, and he talks about this. And he talks about how, when we set goals for ourselves, what we do is we get in the gap, which is where we see our goal and we're constantly measuring ourselves from where we are now to our goal. And we're constantly just like at a loss. And so we feel bad, right? And he's saying, measure yourself like in the gain instead, which is instead of measuring yourself from where you are now to your goal, Measure yourself from where you are now to where you started. And like you're
That's
seeing how
smart.
much progress you're making, and it's going to motivate you to keep going toward your goal.
Yeah.
And I just want to acknowledge how much you have grown and how much you
Well,
have
thank
learned in
you.
6 months, you know, because
Well,
it's not a
thank you.
small
I
feat.
do. No, and but I do appreciate that because you do kind of forget that, you know, like, okay, I
Yeah.
have learned a lot. I'm never built a website or anything, or, you know, and
Yes.
like before my Instagram was just pictures of my kids and my animals, like my dogs and stuff. So it's like, you know, learning all of these other types, you know, reels and all that. It's been fun, but yeah. So I
Yeah.
appreciate that though, because you're right. I got to look where I was before.
Yeah.
So thank
Measure
you.
yourself in the gain, not the gap.
No,
You're in the gain. So
that's good.
good.
I appreciate that.
And just to give you like my perspective, okay, I was a teacher, so like we don't teachers know nothing about marketing. Okay, just as anyone, like that's not what we do. That's not our background. Like I have 3 degrees in languages. Like I was a language teacher, just completely outside of my domain. And I started this journey in 2020, so I'm 5 years in. So when people like are like, oh, Megan's so techie, and like I'm not, you guys. You put me up against someone who like has actually studied this, like I look embarrassing. Like I'm not at all. It's just that I've been on this road for 5 years, so I've learned quite a bit at this point. But I didn't know anything about any of this before, right? And so I think it's just we tend to like see other people and be like who are further along and be like, oh my gosh, like I'll never attain that. And I totally thought that when I was in your shoes. Like I 100% felt that way too. I was like, there's no way. But like, I don't know. You just keep going. You don't really like think about it. You just like do what's in front of you. And before you know it, like you've completed the marathon and you're like, oh wow. So just keep going. Just, you know, one day at a time, like enjoy the journey because you're just gonna do
Oh,
so many things along the way.
I am, but I do appreciate this though, because you know,
Yeah.
you do get a little stuck sometimes,
Yeah.
so
You're
good to see
doing
you.
great. You're all doing great. Okay.
Thank
I was laughing. So I just started learning jujitsu like a little over
you.
a year ago. I've been learning and I haven't like started something new to learn in a while. And I'm like having all of the memories of like, oh my gosh, it's so hard to like suck at something for so long and just be like, oh, this is so frustrating. Like I was so bad for like the first like 6 to 8 months, like so bad. I'm like a little better now, but I just remember yesterday we were learning something like kind of complicated, and like everyone in the class was like totally fine. And I was just like struggling so bad. And this guy comes over who's like a higher belt than me, and he was like, you ladies are doing so great. And I was like, do you see how much we're struggling right now? He was like, it doesn't matter. You're doing great. And I was like, okay, thank you. He's like, you're here.
That's
You're doing
cool.
great. I was like, all right. So just good to tell yourself that sometimes.
No, I
Okay.
appreciate that.
Of course. All right, so your email question. Business email versus the email that the website's going to give you. When you say business email, are you referring to like a Gmail account that you just
Correct.
set up? Okay, perfect. Then I'm tracking with you. So here's what I do personally. I have a Gmail business email in the sense that like it's a free Gmail account, but it's like dedicated for my business stuff. And I use that for like all of my logins, like Seller Central, Helium 10, Rainflow. Like that is like the email I use for everything. But then I have a business email that's like customer facing that is has my domain in it. Okay. So my
That's what I was questioning.
yeah. So my business email is woof@cappyandluna.com. Now I don't use this email for anything personally. Like I don't use it to log in or anything like that. But this is what's on my website. It's what my email gets sent from. It's what customers can email into, all of that type of stuff. And then I use my Gmail for all my like back end, like this is my login information. This is where I get, you know, all my codes and communication. So what I do is I actually forward the emails from the woof@cappyandluna.com email. I forward it to my free Gmail account so I can check all my emails in the same inbox.
Yeah,
Because
makes sense. All
who
right.
wants to
Then
check multiple
that's
inboxes?
exactly No, you exactly answered my question. That's what I was wondering. Like the
Yes.
customer facing one and then versus that
Yes.
one. So thank you. I appreciate
Yeah. So you can totally
it.
have
Okay.
both. Yeah.
Great.
Yep,
That
yep, yep. I get questions on email a lot, actually. So if anyone,
Can
which
I
most
ask
of
you a
them don't
really
mind.
quick question? I have to go teach my class.
Yeah, go ahead, Cherish.
So I have it set up the same way you do, but I have my Gmail integrated to the CRM. So when you can email a customer back in the CRM,
Yeah.
or Ringflow, it's coming from my Gmail, and I don't want it to come from my Gmail. I want it to come from my domain email.
Can you change
And
it?
I had integrated the Gmail. I had integrated the Gmail on that account, and I'm wondering if I need to unhook that. But I just don't know how to hook it back into my email, my professional email, because I really don't have an inbox.
I have a thought. I want you to check something. Under
Okay.
your settings, okay. Can you see my screen? I know you're on your phone, but can you kind of see what I'm doing?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Okay. So under your settings, under your business profile, look at what this email is here under business email. Because that's going to
Okay.
be your default for almost everything. So it might be pulling this as your default. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
so I have a domain email there, but I also like down on that same page, I think you can integrate with Gmail. And so maybe I just need to turn
Oh
off that
no. Oh, under
integration.
your profile. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. That's not going to be an issue. That is not going to be an issue. The integration. And I know exactly what you're saying. Like, let me come in like a conversation. Okay, let me like email myself. You should be
Yeah,
able to
because
change it. You try
you
just
know,
like
it's not letting me change
it's
it.
not letting you change it. Is
It
it
yeah,
saying
so
not
yeah.
verified?
Yes, yeah, so right down there, right there. That does exactly what yours is doing. Oh, you can change. Okay, you can hand type it in.
But okay, here's the thing. See how this is, it was red a second ago? It's because
Okay.
this does have to be a verified email, as in you have already like connected this and verified
Okay.
this. If you haven't, it's not going
Okay.
to work. But if you have, you should be able to change it.
How do you
Let me see.
verify? How do you add it to verify?
Yeah. Let me see where I did that. Hold on. I need to go to my account. I'm
Okay.
just in this like test account. Let me see where I did this.
There are
Because
so many buttons, but it's so good. They're all in here.
I know there's a lot of buttons. I've spent a lot of hours in here figuring things out. So,
Oh,
okay,
it's so true.
it is here. I don't think that's where it prompted me to verify it though. I actually think
Verify.
this might not be the actual place to do it, but
Okay.
what I have seen is like when I go under marketing and
Okay.
try to create like an email campaign.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sending email campaigns from that email. So it must be
Okay, so
verified.
then it is verified.
Yeah.
So then it is
Okay.
verified.
Okay,
So
cool.
try changing it. Let me know if that doesn't work and I'll troubleshoot with you.
Okay, super. Well, I gotta go run. I'm a
Okay.
teacher teaching a marketing class, so I'm an exception to your rule.
That's awesome. Have fun, Cherish.
I'll
Bye.
catch you guys later. Thank you so
Bye.
much.
I love
Megan, can
that.
I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
It's Susan. So I have kind of one. Well, first of all, I was wondering like the top 10 things you can do with Rainflow. I
Ooh.
get the lead magnet funnel.
Okay.
And the many chat, I'm on track to doing that. But what are
Okay.
like, or five things you can do with it?
I know 10 is a lot. Let me see
Yeah.
how many let me see how many I can come up with. So
Okay.
definitely lead magnet funnel. Okay, that's one. I'm gonna write them down because maybe I'll turn this into something later.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the mini chat thing, which just so everyone knows what she's talking about, let me actually switch. Do I want to switch back? This is the Instagram comment automation where people can like drop a comment on your post on Instagram and it automatically sends them a DM. And you already have the template for this under workflows, under Instagram comment automation. Bam, right there. Okay. So IG comment automation, that's definitely one of them. Another one would be, I'll just stick with the funnel thing for a second, would be a sales funnel. So you have your lead magnet funnel, so you can collect leads, but you're in this to like build a business and build revenue. So let's start driving some revenue. So the next thing would be a sales funnel which I kind of showed you a little bit mine. I had like an upsell step on mine. That's what this is. So it's basically like a lead magnet funnel, but you have an additional step where you're like, hey, want to buy this product. Okay, so that would be another one. In your account, it's called SLO funnel, which stands for self-liquidating offer. You could just call that a sales funnel. That would be another thing. Let me see. Another thing would be like marketing, like email marketing. So one thing that I would do as soon as you start building an email list, let me go back to my account for a second. Whoops, automation. You can build a drip email sequence. Okay. So like when you start building an email list, you don't want to like get these people on your email list and then like you never speak to them again, right? Like that's not really how you want to like keep them engaged. So you want to send them like at least once a month, send them something. You want to do some when you're doing email marketing, you want to like add value several times and then every once in a while have a call to action. So for example, I would send three emails in a row, add value, add value, add value, and then the next email would be like, "Hey, do you want to like buy this thing that will get you more benefits like these?" Call to action. So like three in a row, add value, and then one call to action. And you can do that through a drip campaign. So let me show you an example. Let me find this here. You can actually set this up in an automation where, sorry, I'm looking for specific thing. Nurture workflows, perhaps. Okay, there's nothing in there. One second. Okay, maybe I deleted mine. So let's say you have a like a specific tag that gets added and when they sign up for your email list, okay? And then they get added to this workflow, and in this workflow, it's like, hey, in 29 days, send them the first email. And then the first email is like just adding more value, giving them information, tips, tricks, whatever. And then the next action is wait 29 more days or 30 days and send them another email. And you do that for like 12 months. So wait 30 days, send email. Wait 30 days, send email. Wait 30 days, send email. Now you just basically put them in an email sequence, a year-long email sequence, and you don't have to do any work because you already set it up. So that's called a drip email sequence. That's one thing that I would do, and that's like to nurture your email list. Let's see what else. You can also kind of in the same vein of email marketing, you can send one-off email campaigns. Okay, so email campaigns are more like for a specific purpose. Like let's say you're launching a product and I want to have five emails go out over the next 5 weeks to announce the launch of this product. So I would schedule an email campaign for like a product launch, or similarly, maybe you don't have a product, but you want to do a campaign for market research for a product that you'd like to create. So I'm going to send five emails over a period of 3 to 5 weeks to get some data, some feedback on this product idea that I have. So you can do email campaigns for a specific purpose. So that would be another thing.
Got
Let's
it.
let me try something else. Okay, something else. This is kind of like more, I don't know, not like fancy, but you just need to know how to do this. You need to create products in Rainflow so that you can sell things. So I would say that's definitely got to be in the top 10 is creating products. This is where you do that. It's very simple to do. And that's under the payments tab. And then another thing I would do is I would set up some QR codes, and that's under site. So you can actually build QR codes here. And that's great for things like if you're selling on Amazon and you want to have a QR code on your insert card, you can have that QR code built right in here into Rainflow. And then you can link that QR code to like your lead magnet funnel. So you can turn your Amazon customers into people on your email list. That's another thing. Under memberships. Okay, this is getting a little more advanced, but I really, really like this feature. So under memberships, there's a couple things you can do. Number one, you can create courses. Oh shoot, sorry, hold on, I lost you guys. Did something weird on my computer. Oop, okay. So you can create courses. I really like creating courses as products, and I think it pairs really well with like an e-commerce business. So you can have physical products and you can have digital products that go together. So imagine you're selling, okay, so like one of our inner circle students, she's selling like, I'm gonna get the word wrong, but it's like Wagyu or something, like some kind of like, I don't know, it's like a like butter in the same vein as butter, but not. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I don't know, food things, but some kind of lard something or other. I don't know. People are really into
Tallow.
it. What is
Tallow.
it?
Wagyu tallow.
Yeah, okay, that.
Beef tallow.
It's
Oh,
like a
like beef
lard
tallow.
something. Yeah, beef tallow. Yeah. I'm totally butchering this, but she like sells that. So what would really pair well with that is like a little mini course on different ways you can like incorporate it into meals, right? Or like a recipe book in different ways. So those are like different kind of digital products. So I would say creating a course would be another thing that I would like to do to like pair with something, like pair with a product. And you can do that under memberships. And then another thing you can do under memberships that is very little known, but I really like this, you can actually set up a community group. Like literally, you can create like your own community group that people can log into. It's kind of like having a private Facebook group. And so you can have people like posting and sharing, and you know, they can have different, there's like a leaderboard for like how active people are. You can have like specific goals for them. You can have courses that they have access to. So you can have like a whole like group going on. So that same person, she could have like a beef tallow or like, I don't know, her avatar is like active, like kind of athlete type active, but like really clean eating people. She could like create a whole community group around that where they just like share different recipes and things that they do and stuff like that. So this is a really cool feature of Rainflow that a lot of people don't really know about or use, but like better to have this here than on Facebook, which you don't really control. So it's like built right in here to Rainflow. So creating a community group would be one. Let's see how many we're at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, but 9. So I need one more. I think I'm gonna go with media storage because it's just so useful, and I don't think people understand what it's used for. Media storage is like, it's literally kind of like a cloud. Like it's kind of like a Google Drive, but you can keep anything related to your like your brand on here, anything you need on Rainflow. So like I have different versions of my logo on here. I have like PDFs and like ebooks on here so that I can like easily send them a link, because all of these things, when you upload them, they create links, and then you can just send those links to people to easily access. This is like something so small, but people don't often think about like when you create something like on Canva, like a digital product or something, how do you actually get that into someone's hands? You have to like upload it to a cloud storage somewhere. Like you have to, like Dropbox or Google, otherwise you can't share it. And people don't realize that like Google, Dropbox, things like that have very, very little cloud storage on a free account. So unless you want to purchase a premium account, you're not going to be able to use that for very long. And so you just end up with this problem of like, where do I store things? You can store them here in Rainflow under media storage, and it's super easy. You can like, you know, just get links to these things really easily and put those in your workflows, put those on your site and things like that. I also just have like a bunch of like graphics. Like I literally just have like, I just went on Canva and created a bunch of different like arrows and splotches and things like that so that I could like use them on my website. So like all these little splotches that you see right here, that is what I used to build this website. Like, do you see these like splotches in the background? Yes. That I just like used that I created those on Canva, uploaded them here to Media Channel, and then I can use those in the background here to create like different looks. And so that can really like give you a lot of like design freedom too. So I just think media storage is super useful. So
That's super helpful.
those are
Thank
my
you.
top 10. There you go.
I do have a random question that I wasn't able to get the answer to. You know Prime trademark? So I did the trademark because I was going through the course like in order. So I got my trademark with Prime,
And then, things shifted. I think I told you I started to do my Instagram page versus a product because I had to kind of do one thing at a time, and that flew off, so that was going really well. And then they called me, at first it was supposed to be $400, and then they said, no, you kind of really need the $800 thing. And so I said, okay. And now they call back and say it's another 300 to kind of pare it down or something. Does it just keep costing more money all the time for
The
trademarks?
trademark? Well, you can pay to add more classifications to your trademark. So, like when you get a trademark, you have to like say what classification is. Like, is this like in the food space? Is this in the beauty space? Like, you have to like say, and you have to pay for every classification you want added to that trademark.
I realize that.
That might be what they're referring to.
Is it ever done? Because Prime just keeps charging me more money all the time. He said at first they did a bunch of classifications, and now they're paring it down, so it's another $300.
Why would they pare it down? Just tell them no.
Yeah.
Just be like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, and see. Okay. And
I, for example, I only filed one classification, even though I had many SKUs under different classifications that I never filed for. And I just was like, I'm just not gonna do it. Like, no one's gonna like say anything. It's just that I'm technically not protected in those specific classifications, but I'm not worried about it. So I just
got
don't.
it. Got it. Okay. So, but they'll always kind of come back at you and say, hey, I think we should do this. Okay.
They will always stick to the letter of the law and be like, you're technically supposed to do this. They will always do that because this is like, this is their domain, right? So they're
Yeah.
like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like
Yeah.
CPA, and they're like, well, technically you're supposed to do this and this and this. And you're just like, yeah, well, this is kind of
Yeah.
gray, so I'm gonna do this. And like,
Got it.
no,
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm just saying, like, you do this at your own judgment and risk, right? Like, what you're comfortable with. But I'm telling you something like classifications, like, no one's gonna come after you for. It's just like, what are you comfortable with? And do you feel protected in the way that you want to be protected? Because that's what a trademark is for. It's to protect you and your brand so no one can steal it.
Right. Yeah, it was something like instead of a book, it was a journal. And then he said, okay, maybe we should add $300. And I was kind of like, oh my goodness,
Yeah. If
Okay.
you're feeling that way, like use your own judgment on like, do I really need this? You
Because
know?
it's not like illegal, it's just.
No, it's not illegal. Yeah, it's not like I'm not filing taxes at all. It's just like I'm gonna do this instead of that because my student was like, it's kind of great. You could do A or B. Okay, well, I'm gonna do the one that saves me money. Sounds good.
Got
Like
it.
it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with trademarks, there's an endless amount of things you could do, but there's not an endless amount of things that you need to do. So,
Got it. Got it.
yeah.
Okay. Thank
I
you.
think
That's
as you start getting like bigger, right? Like if you're like turning into like, you know, like Nike, okay? Nike's got to protect themselves because they're Nike. So, like, they probably pay a lot of money in getting all the things because they're Nike. But if you're not like that big, like people aren't just like on the hunt for like, how can I steal your specific name? And you know what I mean? It's just
Right.
like not what's happening.
No, totally. Okay, yeah. And if they did, I guess whatever. It's
Then
not
whatever, yeah. Then you're like, oh,
us.
bummer, I can't do the baby category anymore. Okay, I'll move
Yeah.
on. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use your
Okay,
judgment.
wonderful. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what time we're at. Oh, 12:05. Oh, shoot. All right. Any last questions on Rainflow or yeah, all the things. I'm gonna see if I can take the transcript of the 10 top things, pop it into ChatGPT or something, and maybe drop that in a post. And I'll see if I can like turn that into something. But hope this is helpful. Hopefully you learned a lot today. Definitely like give yourself grace. This is a very, like, even on our team, like we're like people are still learning how to use this. It's definitely like a beast of a machine. And so that we're always like learning more things that it can do. So give yourself grace as you like learn through this. But just keep coming to these Rainflow calls and keep asking questions, keep exploring. You never know when these skills are going to come in handy too. Like not just for your business, but like I can't tell you the number of people who just know me like personally who are like, "Hey, can you help me like set up this thing?" And I'm like, "Yes, I can because I know how to do this." And so you might be that person, and you know, some cool things could come out of that. So definitely good things to learn. All right, our next Rainflow call will be in 2 weeks. Okay, so see you guys in 2 Fridays, and yeah, have a wonderful weekend. All right,
Thank
bye.
you. Thank you.
Yep,
Take
bye
care.
everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.